540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Snow is back tonight, bringing a few more inches to the area. A winter weather advisory starts at 9 this evening and runs through tomorrow morning. Expect around 2 to 5 inches before it winds down tomorrow night. Roads should be in decent shape for tonight's evening commute. Extremely cold air comes back on Thursday and will last through the weekend. It is still cold today. Most warming centers are still open. Call 211 if you need to find one near you. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. A 21-year-old man is under arrest after a hit-and-run crash that killed a Milwaukee EMT last week. Police say a pickup truck speeding north on 76th Street hit Meng Ku's car at Glendale Avenue and drove off. The suspect hasn't formally been charged, but records show he was convicted in another deadly hit-and-run 6 years ago and was released from prison less than a year ago. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A fire at a Milwaukee apartment building is under investigation. The Milwaukee Police Department says a suspect allegedly started a fire inside the building on Friday night. It started on the first floor of the building with the smoke traveling to the second floor. Multiple people were taken to the hospital to be treated for life-threatening serious and non-fatal injuries. Police say they're investigating it as arson. A Bayside man is facing federal charges for allegedly threatening two people online. Prosecutors say 41-year-old Bradley Rose has been indicted on two counts of cyberstalking and one count of transmitting threats. The indictment says he sent iMessages that made the victims fear for their safety and caused emotional distress. Rose faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine on each count if convicted. And again, a winter weather advisory kicks in at 9 tonight with 2 to 5 more inches of snow. We'll get a look at the latest in the forecast coming up. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery and something Micah's going through right now, like it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 27-21. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon. Our high today 15. Tonight, some snow possible. We're talking 2 to 4 inches by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Our low tonight 11. Tomorrow, snow in the morning, mostly cloudy all day with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.